Hello and welcome to Love My Poland. You know, being married to a Polish girl has been a real adventure for the last 10 years. There are a ton of advantages I could list to easily prove my point. But I get asked all the time, Russell, what are some of the challenges you face from the Polish-American marriage relationship perspective? People want to know what issues bug us about each other. Well, it would be my pleasure to share it with you, but I want to start with what annoys my wife about the American and me. Let's do it. For those of you that don't know it yet, my wife and I met in 2009 when I was working at a local university here in Częstochowa. I am proud to say that she was never my student there though, it wasn't like that. But we did meet at my private language school right here when she hired me to help proofread and edit her master's thesis. We spent several hours together in the classroom and it turned out that within the same week, we had both received invites to two separate wedding parties. Our friends were getting married. The wedding topic came up. She didn't have a date, I didn't have a date. I looked at her, she looked at me, and just like that, without even saying a word, we knew that we would be each other's dates for those weddings. She went with me first to my friend's wedding. We danced the night away, we fell in love that night, and 8 months later we got married. 10 years on, here we are with three sons and a minivan. So, what drives my wife crazy about me as her American husband? I had to trim down her list. She had 27 points on her paper. I trimmed it down to 7, and I'm giving you only the best. Oh, and if you're wondering, I cannot, for the life of me, get Kasia in front of the camera to talk to you. So you're gonna have to deal with me on this video. Let's go. Number one, everything is awesome all the time. She doesn't understand my over-the-top enthusiasm. It's not that she hasn't got a fun, bubbly personality. She has. But according to her, I go overboard. She encourages me to just be real with my feelings, say what I feel, and she thinks that this ultra positivity will lead Polish people to find me as dishonest, superficial, or even sometimes mentally challenged. Oh well. Number two, this is an odd one, but it is one that causes us difficulty from time to time. My wife claims that I lack the ability to figure out simple solutions to problems that she thinks are easily fixable. If only I put in a little time and effort. Let's use a broken garden broom, for instance. We had a broom we'd been using out in the garage 7 years or so, and the head of that broom, the wooden part, developed a crack. The metal holder that holds the broomstick came unscrewed, and I wasn't able to screw it back in and keep it as solid as it used to be. So I got in my car, and off to OB I drove. She stopped me, she called me, "Where are you going?" I said, "I'm going to get us a new broom. Come back now, my father will fix it." Her father took it, wood glued it together, screwed in that metal part like it was brand new. He had a little metal kind of bracket he put on top of it to keep it all together. He fixed it for virtually free. Poles are incredibly resourceful and is something that I've had to kind of work hard to acquire over the years. Number three, my wife is annoyed that I talk too much about our plans without first executing those plans. In other words, I should accomplish something first and then talk about it or boast about it later. Growing up in America, it was different. It was totally normal to do this. We had a cool idea in mind and it was fun to share it with others to see what kind of feedback we'd get. But in Poland, a great example, summer vacation 3 years ago. We really wanted to go to Iceland. I told all of my friends and students that we were going and everyone was excited for us. The trouble is, we hadn't even bought tickets yet and had no idea of what hotel we'd stay in. Well, for one reason or another, the trip didn't work out. I had to come back to classes after summer break and tell everyone, we didn't go to Iceland after all. It was so awkward for me. My wife shook her head and only said, "You see, I told you, you should have booked everything and paid for it first before telling the whole world." Poles generally act first and talk later. It really is like that. What's more, Poles are kind of superstitious about talking too much about a plan before it actually happens. They think it's kind of they'll jinx it somehow and everything will fall apart. Am I right, Polish people? You know I am. Number four, my wife claims I have too much faith in people and I'm too trusting in my own American government. A great example was her American visa application. Up until last year, if you didn't know it, Poland was one of the very few EU countries that couldn't travel to the US without a visa. The visa required travel to the embassy or consulate, an interview in person, you had to physically be there, and it was never guaranteed you'd actually get that visa. I actually have a number of friends here in Częstochowa who were denied visas once, twice, or even three times for various reasons. But I remember talking to her parents one evening, the very beginning at the dinner table, and I was telling her father all the cool things I wanted to show my wife Kasia in America for her first trip. And I remember her father, Andrzej, put the hand out and said, I want to see the visa right here physically in my hand before I get excited about your trip. Maybe she'll get it, maybe she won't. Well, she got her visa for 10 years. We were really excited, but I learned a valuable lesson. Do it first, talk later. Number five, my wife claims that I'm in love with stores and shops way too much. I could go to the store for entertainment, and I do. I come from the American South, and we Southerners, I'm speaking for all of us, we're in love with stores like Walmart or Target. I admit it, there's always something to see and do there, and when I'm back home in the US, those stores are first on my list. I have to hit them. Here in Poland, I love a trip to IKEA or IKEA. And there's really a nice little store here in Częstochowa called Action that has all this cool stuff for pretty low prices. I could go and just spend hours walking up and down the aisles. My wife doesn't get me, and I think she never will. Number six, I foolishly think I can negotiate good prices with plumbers, electricians, and builders here in Poland without my wife. But the fact is I can't. I always lose, I always get the worst price. Prices of services and what things include in some prices, they're always different from me. I have no idea if it's my face, my appearance, my accent, but really, financially speaking, let Polish people deal with Polish people. I have learned that. But from time to time, I'm really strongly tempted to try it. I keep thinking my Polish is better, it's good enough, and I might do it again, but I'm sure I'm going to hear from my wife, no. Number seven, for the final point today, I can drive my wife up and down the wall with my passion for American sports teams. I was born in Alabama and raised in Houston, Texas. I've got Houston Astros baseball stuff, the University of Alabama, everything, caps, t-shirts, jackets, shoes, posters, cups, coffee mugs, luggage, you name it, I've got it. And when football and baseball season are here, my weekends are spent staying up all night watching those games. And I am useless to her. I'm useless to my wife and the whole family because I have to sleep in. I'm exhausted on Sundays. She does not understand it. Why can't you just DVR it? Why can't you record it and watch the game the next day? It's not the same, honey. I have to watch it. I have to stay up. Fortunately for our marriage, she's kind of gotten used to it over the years, and it is getting better year by year, so that's a good thing. Well, that's all from my side. Those are the seven best ones. I'm going to be making another video where I talk about the Polish things in my wife that drive me nuts. It's coming up in the next few days, so be on the lookout for that video. But before I leave you, I would love to hear stories from you. I know a lot of you have these mixed international relationships or marriages too, and do you have any funny stories for me? Please put it in the comments section. I really tried to read all the comments, so please, you know, go ahead and be liberal with what you say. If you have not subscribed to my channel, what are you waiting for? Go ahead and click the button on my University of Alabama elephant up here so you don't miss out on the future episodes that are on the way. Thank you so much for watching and see you very soon.